one-third of young prostitutes in Paris' no-go suburbs under 15 years old. By Chris Tomlinson on November 13, 2019. Around one-third of young prostitutes in the Paris suburbs of Seine-Saint-Denis are under 15, with some as young as just 6, according to a local NGO. The Observatory of Violence Against Women in Seine-Saint-Denis published a study on underage prostitutes Tuesday, looking into 19 court cases in the Juvenile Court of Bobigny and around 40 reports from French Child Protection Services, France 3 reports. The children in sex work in the controversial neighborhood ranged from 17 to just 6 years old, with 89% being prior victims of physical abuse and 40% victims of prior sexual abuse, most of the abuse occurring within their own homes. 61% of the mothers of the child sex abuse victims also reported domestic abuse as well. Ernestine Aroni, head of the NGO, said that the goal of the study was to better understand the path that led to prostitution in order to better protect children in the future. The course of these girls' lives is marked by violence, Roni said, and noted that the abuse led to failure in school, which in turn led to the path to prostitution. The study also found the important role social media plays in facilitating prostitution, saying 50% of clients, abusers, used social media and the internet to approach the children for sexual favors. The area studied for the report, Seine-Saint-Denis, has achieved a level of notoriety as a prime example of a so-called no-go zone in France, or what the French government technically labels a sensitive urban zone. It has become so difficult to retain staff to work in public services in the area, the government now offers special cash incentives to civil servants not to move away, and the suburb has become synonymous with Islamization, and often the most radical expressions of the Muslim faith. Child sexual exploitation in vulnerable communities is not limited to France, however. In Sweden, journalists use the homosexual dating app Grindr while pretending to be a 14-year-old boy named David and found that over 100 adult men messaged the boy for sexual favors. In another case, journalists claimed to be a 14-year-old girl on a website called Sugar Daters and had a man, later revealed to be an employee of Swedish broadcaster SVT, offer to pay the fake account £840 to take her virginity. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.